This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. One person is dead, six wounded, after gunfire erupted last night during a homecoming celebration at Lincoln University, one of the oldest historically black universities in the country. KYW Sheraday Howard reports from Chester County, where students there are still in shock.
I don't know why people got to shoot at a school. I mean, I just feel like it should have never happened.
That's 21-year-old Joseph, a senior at Lincoln University. And he says the emotional toll has been overwhelming. A night of chaos is how Chester County District Attorney Krista Morena-Sorobe describes it. Now one person dead and six others hurt after gunshots rang out around 9:30 p.m. And all of it at homecoming.
We're collecting ballistic evidence and going through that evidence now. We have detained one person. That person was in possession of a firearm.
And police believe there could be more shooters involved. They're not sure exactly what led up to all of this yet. Now the community is also mourning. I spoke with a neighbor who left flowers outside of the university entrance.
I just spent an hour and a half giving out mom hugs at the cafeteria to kids and just dropped some flowers from my garden.
And Joseph, that student we spoke with,
my heart, I mean, it's a little heavy right now, but I'm just blessed to still be here at the end of the day, so.
In Chester County, Sheraday Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The young man who died, identified as 25-year-old Jawan Jeffers of Wilmington, Delaware. One of the victims who was wounded, a student at the school, another, a Lincoln University alum. The others injured, not affiliated with the school. The person in custody, charged with carrying a concealed weapon without a license. Rather than mourn the death of Kada Scott, the 23-year-old's family participated in a balloon release outside the Art Museum steps this morning to honor her life. Her father, Kevin Scott, says dealing with this tragedy has taught him the importance of speaking out against domestic violence.
I'll be honest, I was a little bit ignorant to it. I just didn't know all the particulars, but your kid being involved directly into it, it definitely opens your eyes.
Jada Scott went missing October 4th. Police found her body 2 weeks later. She was killed by a gunshot to the head. 21-year-old Keon King faces murder and kidnapping charges. And officials also looking for a second person they say helped King move her body. The balloon release part of a larger demonstration of solidarity with victims of domestic violence. Nicole Figueroa leads Survivor Warrior, an organization dedicated to supporting victims.
It's a crime. It is not a secret to be kept. We do not protect the abusers. We do not be ashamed. We do not feel judgment. We are here to help each other. We are here to heal each other.
City officials say 10% of Philadelphia's homicides last year were related to domestic violence. Police in Phoenixville, Chester County, warning residents about a man who escaped from custody. He is considered dangerous. Jairo Eleazar Ramirez Limez, last seen running away from Phoenixville Hospital yesterday morning. This was around 7 a.m. He had just been arrested for DUI. Authorities say there's no active threat to the public, but this man does have a history of violence and weapons offenses. He was last seen wearing a black sweatshirt, gray sweatpants, black sneakers, and handcuffs. East Pikeland Township Police have photos of Ramirez Limas on their Facebook page. Anyone with information should contact police. The Philadelphia City Council keeps chipping away at nuisance businesses. Last week, a council committee passed two bills aimed at making it more difficult for businesses to skirt city regulations. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Ward leader Elaine Petrosian has battled nuisance businesses in her Spring Garden neighborhood for years, and they keep surprising her.
I went into one that was selling urine. Urine. Any guess why? I asked. And the guy told me, he goes, well, because if you have a drug test, so you can use this.
Petrosian testified in favor of the bills, changing what kind of penalties are assessed and making cease operation orders follow businesses so they can't reopen with a new name. Sponsor Catherine Gilmore Richardson says it may not be a complete solution, but it's a start.
We are just hopeful that with this legislation, it'll close up loopholes that some of the business owners have been exploiting when we're seeking to bring them into compliance.
Richardson says she also plans to introduce bills to increase fines and to hold landlords accountable for the activity of their leaseholders. She says nuisance businesses hurt neighborhood quality of life. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Birds go into their bye week with a 38-20 win over the Giants, getting some payback after their first matchup against New York. KYW's Dave Uram has more.
Different story for the Eagles this time around. 17 days after one of their worst losses in a long time, the Eagles improved to 6-2, taking care of the Giants with good run-pass balance on the best game of the season for Saquon Barkley. Over 100 rushing yards for the first time this season, including a 65-yard take-it-to-the-house touchdown on the second play from scrimmage, Barkley's first touch of the game. He suffered a groin injury at the end of the third quarter, but WIP reporting that he was held out the rest of the way out of precaution. Jalen Hurts, four touchdown passes in this game, including a couple to tight end Dallas Goedert. Devontae Smith had some nice plays as well. Reporting from the Link, Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.